You're listening to SBS News.
In Brisbane, volunteers sort through a growing pile of donations, clothes, shoes and toys destined for Afghan evacuees, although some gifts seem more practical than others.
It's one box of all silver high-heeled shoes.
Well, I mean, they're probably thinking, you know, once people settle down, they might have events to go to.
Young Afghan-Australian Sanam Ahmadzadeh, who arrived in Australia over a decade ago as a refugee, helped spearhead this drive.
It's assumed that it'll be, you know, some friends sharing with a few other friends and collecting some donations through their work or little networks. I didn't realise how big it was going to blow up. It's been quite heartwarming and also very overwhelming.
Over the past few weeks, Afghan evacuees across the country emerged from 2 weeks in hotel quarantine. But there are still many uncertainties about their future. The hurried nature of the Afghan evacuations mean most were given temporary short-term visas. Many received subclass 449 humanitarian stay visas, lasting 3 months. The visa allows access to Centrelink and Medicare services. But once the visa is granted, visa holders cannot leave Australia. And they cannot apply for a permanent visa, only a temporary extension, the longest of which is up to 3 years. Glenn Colomites is an Afghan veteran and lawyer.
That itself is a significant limitation. It gives these people a lack of certainty and obviously a lack of permanency in this country.
He's helped return around 400 Afghans to Australia, but he's also assisting clients holding 449 visas still in Afghanistan, trying to establish a lifeline out of the country.
Well, there's no Australian embassy in Kabul. There hasn't been since May, effectively. And there's no effective postal service from Kabul. And how could these people print these forms anyway? So we're doing that for them, or we've been doing that for them from Australia as their agents, as their lawyers. But so it's a nightmare expecting them to lodge any other form of humanitarian visa from Afghanistan.
He's written to Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews and Immigration Minister Alex Hawke, lobbying for 449 visa holders to be given permanent protection swiftly.
It's quite unfair. You know, we say many of our people are eligible for permanent visas because of the work they did for us in Afghanistan. So we're revisiting that now and saying they worked for us. They would otherwise have been eligible for a permanent visa. You've given them this temporary safe haven visa, which is now denying them a permanent visa. So there's a few problems there, which I don't believe the government has thought through adequately.
The opposition is also calling for clarity from the Prime Minister over whether these evacuees will stay in Australia, or if there are intentions to resettle them overseas or return them back to Afghanistan if deemed safe. Among them, the Labor member for Bruce, Julian Hill, whose electorate has the highest proportion of Afghan-Australian residents in the country.
He's saying on one hand, well, we won't send you back right now to Afghanistan, but on the other hand, you can't stay permanently. I mean, this is a nonsense. It's a ridiculous position.
Minister Hawke says an announcement on their future is on the way.
Those 4,100 people, many of those have great Australian family ties. They have had visa applications in the works for some time, so the government will work through all these issues and make an announcement in coming days.
Migration agencies are optimistic these evacuees will be given a permanent place in the community. Christine Castley is the CEO of Multicultural Australia.
Certainly our experience has been that everyone's each part of each level of government and each agency has indicated a very real willingness to try to work through issues to see what can be done to support people.
They're working to give them the best support they can in uncertain times. The community is also rallying behind them. As Sanam Ahmadzadeh explained,
We'll love to be able to welcome them into the community, and I know the Afghan community as a whole, everyone's looking forward to giving them that support system.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.